Well, our Thanksgiving service wouldn't be a Thanksgiving service if we didn't share in the reading by Max Kutz that we've done for a number of years now. So I would ask you to turn to that in your the insert to your order of service. Chris Parker is going to be the reader. Let's say for the purpose of this reading, I'm going to use my right. You guys are the right side. You people over here are the left side. Okay.
Let us give thanks for a bounty of people,
for children who are second planting, and for living like weeds, and the wind too soon blows them away. May they forgive us our cultivation and fondly remember where the roots are.
Let us give thanks
for generous manners, for hearts that smile as bright as the blossoms,
for feisty friends tart as apples,
for continuous friends who rule like stallions in the universe, keep reminding us of them.
For crotchety friends as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible.
For handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and elegant as coral. And the others as funny as the fearless and as beautiful.
For funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts, and as amusing as Jerusalem artichokes, and as serious friends, as complex as cauliflowers, and as intricate as onions.
For friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as a bee, and who rule like parsnips, and be kind on to see you through the winter.
For old friends nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming on fast as radishes.
For loving friends who lie around us like tendrils and hold us despite our blights, growths, and witherings.
And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested, and who fed us in their times, and we might have life thereafter. For all these we give thanks.
Take a moment of silence to reflect on these delightful words. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.